Geoffrey Tice reading J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, page 3. By some curious chance, one morning long ago in the quiet of the world, when there was less noise and more green, and the hobbits were still numerous and prosperous, and Bilbo Baggins was standing at his door after breakfast, smoking an enormous, long wooden pipe that reached nearly down to his woolly toes, neatly brushed. Gandalf came by. Gandalf! All that the unsuspecting Bilbo saw that morning was an old man with a staff. He had a tall, pointed blue hat, a long gray cloak, a silver scarf over which a white beard hung down below his waist, and immense black boots. "Good morning," said Bilbo, and he meant it. The sun was shining, and the grass was very green. But Gandalf looked at him from under long, bushy eyebrows that stuck out further than the brim of his shady hat. "What do you mean?" he said. "Do you wish me a good morning, or mean that it is a good morning, whether I want it or not, or that you feel good this morning, or that it is a morning to be good on?" "All of them at once," said Bilbo, "and a very fine morning for a pipe of tobacco out of doors into the bargain. If you have a pipe about you, sit down and have a fill of mine. There's no hurry. We have all the day before us." Then Bilbo sat down on a seat by the door, crossed his legs, and blew out a beautiful gray ring of smoke that sailed up into the air without breaking and floated away over the hill. "Very pretty," said Gandalf, "but I have no time to blow smoke rings this morning. I am looking for someone to share an adventure that I am arranging, and it's very difficult to find anyone."
"I should think so. In these parts, we are plain, quiet folk and have no use for adventures. Nasty, disturbing, uncomfortable things make you late for dinner. I can't think what anybody sees in them," said our Mr. Baggins, and stuck one thumb behind his braces and blew out another, even bigger smoke ring. Then he took out his morning letters and began to read, pretending to take no more notice of the old man. He had decided that he was not quite his sort and wanted him to go away. But the old man did not move. He stood, leaning on his stick and gazing at the hobbit without saying anything, till Bilbo got quite uncomfortable and even a little cross. "Good morning," he said at last. "We don't want any adventures here, thank you. You might try over the hill or across the water." By this he meant that the conversation was at an end.
"What a lot of things you do use good morning for," said Gandalf. "Now you mean that you want to get rid of me and that it won't be good until I move off."
"Not at all. Not at all, my dear sir. Let me see. I don't think I know your name."
"Yes. Yes, my dear sir, and I do know your name, Mr. Bilbo Baggins."